Hey guys, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Teresa.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
Welcome back to our podcast. We're here to give you more details on OK and Radar stories that you can't get enough of.
We'll be bringing you top stories, clearing up rumors, giving you special teases, and having guests to give us more gossip.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing Javi's proposal, Macy's Naked and Afraid episode. Plus, we are in Times Square with our very special guests, Mackenzie McKee and her mom, Angie. Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, getting into truth or tale, Javi proposed on this week's episode of Teen Mom 2. However, Brianna said no. What the heck? How did that proposal go?
It's crazy because when we spoke to Brianna, she had told us that she never saw the ring and that it was beautiful. And I don't think she knew he was going to propose. So it's kind of crazy that he actually did give it to her. I think the proposal wasn't what she thought it was going to be. She said that it wasn't romantic. He didn't get down on one knee. He kind of just handed it to her and said, here. So I'm glad that she said no. And I'm glad that she, you know, wants more out of a proposal in the future.
Agreed. Yeah, that's, you know, it worked out for the best. Javi moved on. But you are actually good friends with Javi. You know, what do you think of that proposal? Do you think you should put a little bit more work into it?
Of course. I mean,
like every girl's dream.
Yeah, you have to know someone. Like, I don't think that was enough time to get to know each other. And how can you propose before knowing living situations? Like, if you don't live in the same place, are you going to move to me? Am I going to move to you? But
Too soon.
You should never marry anybody unless you have that I can't breathe without you feeling.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're just wasting your time.
Exactly.
That's what my dad told me before I married Josh was, can you breathe without him? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dad, stop. Also, how long have you guys been married now?
5 years. Yep.
Oh my God.
5 years on the 17th, and we forgot it was our 5th year anniversary, so he didn't go out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Could you tell us how Josh proposed to you? Because it was so long ago since you guys got engaged.
He's proposed a few times.
Which time?
How old were we when he proposed the first time?
Like 7.
So
way too young.
Yeah, he took me actually to where his dad proposed to his mom.
That's
it was
cute.
By a lake, and I knew what he was going to do the whole time. There was no surprise. He said, hey, I have a surprise for you. Come get me. And it's Josh. He's not very romantic. And then I ended up throwing that ring somewhere, and he proposed again. And then we just had a shotgun wedding. And
you had a nicer wedding later.
Yeah, we had a big reception, but
I was out a lot of money for that wedding. But I acknowledge that it happened.
We just kind of one night were like, let's just get married. And without telling anyone, we went and got married. So there was no special proposal. But we had been together for more than a couple months.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
But you had to wait till you were 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into Teen Mom Top 3. The top 3 stories of the week. Is Brianna pregnant with Javi's baby? She had a little baby bump on social media, and she actually showed off her stomach and said, where is the bump? She looked a little bumpy. What do you think?
I just think she had this gray outfit on, skin tight. Maybe she was just having a bad day. You know, we all have them. So I think people were just a little too quick to judge, especially, you know, every single teen mom is judged. You know, everyone always says pregnancy rumors, but I did like how she just said, no, I'm not. She also tweeted some curse words and said, like, I'm not effing pregnant, anyone, like, didn't hold back. So she's not pregnant with Javi's baby. The pregnancy rumors also came about when she tweeted, my life took a turn. Mm-hmm. Like, what now? Yeah, so right after, a couple minutes later, she's like, I'm not pregnant. But yeah, so she cleared it up right away, but the pregnancy rumors didn't stop. But I think it's time for fans and haters to give everyone a break. You know, the pregnancy rumors are always out and about. You know, does anyone ever comment like baby stuff to you?
Oh, I've been pregnant a few times when I'm not. And that's like, it's like seriously, like you can eat one too many tacos and just be bloated. It's a taco baby.
Yeah, it's a food baby. That's it.
How many times has Jennifer Aniston been pregnant?
True.
Still hasn't had a baby.
But, you know, she just put the fire out, said, I'm not pregnant. So now we could really just put Brianna and Javi in the past for now. Even though they're still dating on the show, we could kind of just put it in the past. Getting into the second biggest story of the week, Macy's Naked and Afraid episode finally aired. Teresa had a million questions for me at 8 a.m. that we discussed last, I think 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
All these questions. So finally, we saw what happened. Macy, so when she started, she said, I'm a badass. I'm not giving up. I hate when people just throw it in the, like, they're just done. And she did that. A day and a half. She quit. Which was disappointing.
I'm really upset because I feel like it's a very hard challenge. I would have lasted 2 minutes. But don't go in slamming all the other contestants saying that they leave right away. And then you go on and you end up leaving after 24 hours. I think she could have stayed a little longer.
Definitely.
I mean, her partner went through the same thing she went through. He cut his foot with a machete and he still didn't want to leave. And I just think that she should have given it a little more time. I think she should have lasted at least one more night, seen if maybe it got a little better. So I'm glad she did it, and I would never have been able to do it. But never. I wish she would have stuck it out a little more.
Yeah, she left because of her feet. Her feet hurt. Which is understandable, you don't have shoes on, but sit down for a little bit.
The way it was there was thorns on the brush. There was thorns everywhere. So there was constantly thorns going into her feet, but her partner made shoes, and he was going to make shoes for her. He tried. So yeah, what did you think of the episode? Well, you didn't.
I think it's a good lesson. We always talk about people, but we never know why, like, she didn't know why the other people quit until you're there. Like, exactly. You know?
Exactly.
She walked a mile in their shoes or lack of shoes.
And their thorns.
Because I cannot say what I would do if I was on that show.
Would you ever go on to the show?
I'm actually a big fan of that show. My sister's a big fan of that show. I don't think my husband would want me naked there with another man.
With a man.
And being filmed naked would just be the weirdest thing ever. But I've thought about this, and I know that you get one item to bring, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
My item would have to be insulin. I would get no survival items. Yeah. So I would have to have a way of checking my blood sugar, and I'd have to have a way of taking insulin. So it would be really interesting for a type 1 diabetic to be on there.
Yeah.
And if I have to have sugar right then and right there, where are we going to get the orange juice?
Just suck on some sugar cane.
Yeah, something.
That would be the first thing you need to find. What would you bring, Angie?
What would I bring? Probably my Bible.
God's always with you, though. Lord help me.
God's always with me. Everyone says you'd have to have a knife, some way to cut. Cut things, but and it's easy to say I'm big and bad and I'm going to stick with this while you've got your clothes on.
Yeah.
You take those clothes off in public and start walking around on thorns and have to lay down on the grass at night naked, and I probably wouldn't have lasted that long either.
Yeah. I thought you would have said a blanket because you're always cold.
I'm always freezing.
Yeah.
But then can you cover up with the blanket and walk around?
Ooh.
Yeah. Make that into a little dress.
I think you can make clothes, but can you bring clothes? I don't think
so. You can't bring clothes.
You can't. That can't be one of your items, right?
No.
So no one's ever brought a blanket?
Right.
Because at night...
Yeah, I'm always freezing.
Yeah.
That would
I would freeze.
Chill.
Okay, but that's where... Episode where they were cold, so they slept right next to each other and cuddled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, that's weird.
Has anyone ever hooked up on the show?
So weird.
I was thinking that. I was like, people have to hook up because you're together 21 days, you're bored.
And you're naked.
Yeah,
and you're naked.
And if you're single and you're with a pretty good-looking partner, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened. I've watched a couple episodes.
Maybe it hasn't. We don't know.
I wonder if there's ever been any divorces.
Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah.
Think about it. That would be weird.
Yeah. But Taylor, Macy's husband, he was so supportive. He was like retweeting things, saying.
He's very proud of her.
Yeah, he's like, it's
he's
so
cool
awesome.
Like that, though. He's pretty cool.
You have to be very understanding. Yeah. That's nice.
He was the one who actually encouraged her to go on it. He's like, I'm sick and tired of you sitting on the couch and talking about it. Call up your agent and try to get on the show. And She said, I think to Yahoo, she was like, I hoped that they weren't going to call.
Did she really?
Yeah, she was like, after you sign up, you kind of have that fear. And she's like, I hope they weren't going to, but it happened like that. So,
can't say no.
Yeah, she was like, oh God, I'm already in this. But yeah, I think she definitely could have lasted longer. And I would have loved to see that because she prepared so much. She, you know, knows how to build a fire in 5 minutes.
The fire She's was awesome. Great. That was a great accomplishment.
Yeah, so I kind of wish she lasted a little bit longer.
Me too. So Teen Mom 2 has been renewed for season 9, and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant has also been renewed. I am very excited. I love Young and Pregnant. I think it's 5 girls, and I think it's refreshing to start from the beginning and see how they're all dealing with their baby daddy issues and family issues. And I feel like now Teen Mom has become more about the drama between the cast members. So I really have been enjoying this new season. I'm excited to see more.
Yeah, and I think that's why I also love Young and Pregnant, because that's the point of the show.
Yeah.
It's to educate audiences and say, you know, look at us struggling, but look how we're achieving things and overcoming relationships, family, everything, school. That's the point of the show. And that's why it did so well, because they're like, look at us now, you know? So, and it's 5 great stories. All of them are so different. So, yeah, so I'm really excited to hear that it's coming back. Teen Mom 2 Ever, I'm a little upset because some cast members are not coming back.
So Jeremy had told Lauren that he is not coming back. Yes. I think he's coming back. I feel like he says that every season, and then we see him pop up. So I think Jeremy will come back.
Yeah, and also I read that Kale's baby daddies don't want Isaac and Lux to come back, which is sad because we like to see the kids grow up on the show.
Yeah.
You know, they're fun, they're hysterical, you know, they give us some good laughs. And it's just, it's too much now. It's too dramatic. You know, we want the old Teen Mom back.
And that's the thing. I think at the reunion show, with all of the fighting between Janelle and Brianna and Kale, it wasn't a safe environment for the kids.
Yeah.
So I can see why they kind of want to pull the kids from the show. But it's really sad because a lot of us watch it to see the kids grow. So hopefully they reconsider.
Yeah. Do you hope to see, you know, the changes? Like people to grow up and to say, let's focus on the kids. Let's focus on being moms and to just stop the negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't like to see people fighting. And the producers say all the time, I hate when the cast members fight. So I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, they just.
I haven't seen any of the reunions.
Yeah. This past reunion we heard was really, really bad. We thought last year's was bad. This year I heard was even worse.
Well, Lamps. You can't. If you break girl code, and this is just being a girl in high school, you can't break girl code. And like all the teen moms are. Almost like sisters, it kind of puts you into that category of being sisters. You can't sleep with your sister's ex-husband. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, true.
So, of course, that was going to cause something.
Yeah, problems. Yeah, agreed. And that's what, on the Young and Pregnant reunion, the new host, Angela, said to them. She's like, you guys, this is a sisterhood.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you guys, this is your first time meeting. And Jade, one of the moms, said, it's so crazy because we never met in person, but I feel like I know her. I follow her story. She's so sweet. You know, this is a sisterhood. And that's I feel like the Teen Mom, OG, and 2 cast need to watch Young and Pregnant and say, you know, maybe we should start being nice to each other. Look at those girls.
The thing I liked about Teen Mom 3 was that you were all, when you were filming, I feel like you were all, like, best friends.
We were, yeah. It was a lot of fun when we all got together. A lot of fun, so.
Have you spoken to the other girls?
Yeah, we keep updated with each other. I know Katie has another baby girl.
Yes.
And Alex is serious with a guy. And Bree has another little girl. Mm-hmm. So
I remember a long time ago when the interviews, you guys were saying that Katie is like the mom of the group.
She was the more calm one. And she was a lot older than us. I don't know. Like, she was like 18, even on 16 and Pregnant. But she was all older than us. And when we'd all get together in New York, she was the mom. And we were all her wild children. So it was fun.
Do you guys, like, plan on getting together soon, vacate? Because you guys used to go on vacations together?
We talked about all going on a vacation together, but we kind of all just went our own ways. And now Bree's a part of, you know, Teen Mom 2, and yeah, so I do talk to, I don't know if you guys remember Lindsay on 16 and Pregnant.
She had the twins.
She had the twins.
Yes, we were following. Yeah,
we love. I love hers. Me and her are probably closer than any of the other girls.
Yeah, she seems so sweet. Like we messaged her, you know, when she gave birth, and we reached out. And we said, look, you know, we're praying for you. We hope for the best. Let us know if like you need anything. But she was so sweet.
Yeah.
So getting into the Teen Mom tell-all. So now you guys are in the hot seat. Now we have some questions for you. So since the Teen Mom 3 cameras stopped rolling, what have you been up to?
Since they stopped rolling, me and Josh got married that year, I believe, and we got pregnant with our little girl, Jaxie, and we had Jaxie, and things kind of fell apart and got back together. And I started, you know, really getting into the fitness industry and did NPC modeling. And I kind of come from a family of fitness. It's my mom's fault. She created some animals.
I'll own that one.
She has a son that's a fitness coach, and her daughter owns a gym in her backyard, and her other daughter's a marathon runner. And then there's me. So she just, we watched her, and so we all have fitness stuff going for ourselves. And then I had my son Bronx, who was, it was a scary thing. He was in the NICU. And after that, I said, tie my tubes. I'm done.
Well, with your diabetes, you were blessed to have the one child.
Right.
But to have three is a huge miracle.
Yeah.
So it was getting scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was time.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. Business all day, every day.
So tell us a little bit about your fitness empire. How do you plan on expanding it?
I have so many plans. I am wanting to get back into the NPC because I got pregnant with my third child during that. And I was actually training for a show when we found out about my mom when she was diagnosed with cancer. So I kind of put things on hold. But I mean, I'm building my business every single day. That's what I do. And I'm never not at work. I opened the business of Body by Mac, and I launched my 4-week program, which is my first program, and sold 4,000 units. And so it's kind of cool to know that 4,000, I'm helping change 4,000 lives to get healthier. And it kind of started when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and had to learn all about healthy eating. But that was at 11. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed so over a decade ago. So I've always had a love for fitness and health, and I decided to make a life out of it. And I have all kinds of plans on expanding it with supplements and clothing line, and I mean, just all kinds of things. But sometimes you kind of just have to get into it and grind and see what comes your way. But I just launched a new healthy eating program, a PDF form. And so we've sold almost 200 of those, but we just launched that a few days ago. So
wow, 200 in a few days? That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's going good, and we worked really, really hard on that. I also spent 4 months. My biggest project was my 3-month program. I spent 4 months, and I actually had people in the videos with me. So my sisters helped out, and my friends, I got them to do a couple, and they're like, this is too much. Like, I cannot be in any more of your videos. This is so hard. So I called my mom, and I'm like, listen, none of my friends can keep up. Like, can you do these fitness videos with me? And so I was doing with her, and that's kind of when we started to find out, because she said, Mackenzie, please edit my heavy breathing out of these videos. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going through menopause.
I know. I thought it was menopause. I didn't know it was lung cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So during filming that, we wrapped it up. Actually, no. We found out.
Your sisters had to take over for me to wrap it up.
Yeah. So during my biggest fitness project, my mom found out she had lung cancer. So it was...
And how are you doing?
Well, here's my diagnosis as of today. I have two different types of lung cancer. One is called non-small cell. The other one's called small cell. One's aggressive, one's slow moving. They found new spots on my liver, my adrenal gland, my pelvic bone. I had 8 tumors in my brain. That I didn't have brain cancer. I had lung cancer in my brain. So it was, you know, pretty crazy. So right now I had to start an IV port There's my IV port for chemo. I do that 3 days, and then I'll take 3 weeks off. But I also take a chemo pill every single day. Right now, no radiation because, you know, the human body can only take so much.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm doing fine. Every day is a new day. I'm blessed. God's in control of my life. He knows what's going to happen. And doctors are great, wonderful, intelligent people. But you know, God made my body. So He knows how to fix it. And so I'm just, my life is in His hands. And whatever He needs of me, I'm not going to go down laying in a bed. I'm going to be sharing the love of God with who I run into. And that's my mission and my journey right now.
Could you tell us a little bit about your speeches?
Oh, yes. I started the first day we started finding this out. It's been funny because a lot of people were like, "You let your daughter be on MTV? Why would you let your daughter be on MTV?" And I'm like, well, I just felt like we had a mission, you know?
Yeah.
But because of her mission, because of her MTV, her social media is huge. She has a huge following. So because of that, I started sharing my story on Instagram and Facebook. She would repost and people started following her and on Twitter, and it just exploded. I get messages from all over the world. Thousands every single day from people following my story because they said my message I have is so inspiring because I'm not talking about a God of judgment and all the judgmental things that people think religion is. I don't even claim religion. I don't even like to talk about religion. I just like to talk about the love of God because the love of God is amazing. And if everyone could grab hold of how much God loves them, they wouldn't be anxious, nervous, worried, fearful, afraid. They could love themselves and then they could love other people and the world would be this wonderful place, you know? It would be so much better if we all just loved each other. And my slogan became always be kind. I just put a hashtag out there and the next thing I knew it exploded.
That hashtag exploded.
It exploded. And so I go to different churches right now and all kinds of religions, churches, and tell my story of how they found out I had cancer and then just tell them how much God loves them and that Jesus died for them. And it's crazy how the response I'm getting by speaking kindly to people. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's what people have been looking for. Yeah, you know,
it's true. Yeah,
everybody kind of walked away from the church because of religion.
Yeah,
and everyone sees God up there in heaven with this big stick ready to whack you if you mess up. And God's like, "Are you kidding me? I love you. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk for a while." And so I get up every morning and say, "Okay, God, let's talk." And He tells me the most amazing, incredible things about Him, about who He really, truly is. He's just a God of love.
I think religion has also put people in like cliques and categories, and they all argue with each other on
disagree.
Yeah, they disagree when it's like, why can't we all just
no? And that was never God's intention.
Yeah,
ever.
We did that. Us humans did that.
Yeah,
human beings
kind,
did it.
Yeah, being kind will bring us together.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into a little bit more. So it's summer. Everyone wants to, you know, be healthy, be happy. Do you have any tips for, you know, your fans, how, you know, you're away right now from home? How do you stay fit and healthy when you're on a little trip?
I think balance is everything. I think knowing when enough is enough. I mean, first thing first, I see a lot of pop drinkers. That's like a weird topic, but my mom never had pop in the house. She never. So I drink nothing but water. Like, it's just water and then like energy packets or the V8 energy and stuff like that. But I never drink pop. I never drink sugary drinks. And so that's just it. When I travel, when I go out with friends, I'm drinking water. And
find the gym in your motel room.
Yeah, we just went and looked at the gym.
Find the gym.
That's in my family. We go on vacations all the time. When we went to Florida, the first thing my sister said was, "Let's do a workout on the beach." It's like our way of
yeah.
Oh, those
are great.
It was so much fun. And before every holiday, what do? We do fitness competitions at.
And then we eat.
Yeah, and then we eat. But there's just a good balance. Like when you travel, if there is an ice cream shop you want to go at, go eat the ice cream. cream and move on with life. Like, it's okay, but don't eat ice cream every day, you know? But we, yesterday, we tried to find a place with a quinoa bowl, a healthy quinoa bowl. So you can go out and you can travel and you can be healthy.
Just get up and walk. Don't sit around all day. Yeah. Get and go outside.
Yeah.
Angie walked. We're in New York, Times Square. She walked 8 miles.
Yes, okay.
Eight miles.
With lung cancer.
Yeah. So.
And Mackenzie was like, Mom.
The owner of Body by Mac was trying to keep up with lung cancer. Yeah.
It's awesome.
And you spoke about the up and downs in your relationship. How is your marriage to Josh today?
It is good. There was a downfall, and then we decided enough is enough. Let's grow up. Let's work this out. And we bought our first home, and he's remodeling it, and he's such a hard worker. And it's been good. And then shortly after, we found out about my mom, and that was just kind of, we went and visited her at the hospital, and I've never in my life seen someone as depressed as my dad, and he instantly was saying sorry to my mom for everything he's ever done, which he's never, I mean,
never done anything bad.
I've never once seen my parents fight, but I mean, and then he started telling all these men who come in, like he called up like one of his friends who hasn't been so good, a few actually who haven't been good to their wife. He's like, you need to stop. Like, you don't, like, you always think it doesn't happen to you, but he didn't see this coming. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, his healthy marathon running wife had stage 4 cancer. And so I think all the couples who had to watch that and see him be so sad, and he gets every second he gets to spend time with me, he's always blessed and thankful for the time he gets with her. And that was kind of a wake-up call for all the marriages. So it's been 6 months, and since January, I think about us going through that. And so fighting seems like such a waste of time, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Exactly. Nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, your whole family, like we see, you know, family photos and everything, videos, your family looks awesome.
Yeah.
Just like we're big, like, yeah.
Well, so blessed. Her other kids didn't fight with their spouses. I was kind of like, me and Josh were a run for their money. And
it was our challenge child.
The challenge
just made
child.
Me a stronger person.
Exactly. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change
it
you.
It made me a stronger person, and it made me a good school teacher. I teach third grade, mm-hmm. and I will never look at a child and blame the parents because sometimes they just come out that way.
Yeah.
And you learn to love them and you learn how to love them.
Yeah.
Sometimes kids can't be loved like everybody else. They need different. And sometimes you just got to say, okay, here's the deal. Straighten up or fly right.
Yeah. Which the first thing I said was, Mom, I'm so sorry I was the bad child. And she said, you made life interesting. That's the first thing.
Never a boring day. Yeah. So there was always back and forth, you know, Mackenzie's going to be on this show, that show. Would you consider coming back to MTV if they offered you?
I never say no to an opportunity. The special was really fun to film. It kind of made us remember, though, that it can cause tension. But I would absolutely say yes. Like, I don't say no to opportunities to share my life. And I continued sharing my life after the show, just through YouTubing and podcasting and all that stuff. So I never really stopped sharing my life, but that's what we do. And now my mom is running around speaking and inspiring. And so I think there's more of a story to tell too. So.
Yeah, agreed.
And can you tell us a little bit about the special?
Yeah, it was really emotional. It was right at the beginning of everything. They reached out to us when she was in the hospital. And so when she came home, at first I was like, I don't think my mom's going to want to do that. And so I asked her if she was willing to. And she said, if there's an opportunity to share my story and let people know God loves them, then yes. And so they were down within a week. And it was a lot of fun. It was short. It was 4 to 6 weeks of filming and just over the weekend. But it was a lot of fun. It's real emotional. She still had hair when they started. It turned into a huge dreadlock.
It was a bird's nest on the top of my head. Yeah. The radiation just infused my hair. My hair was as long as Mickey's. I had this much hair. And it just fused. So we had no choice but to cut it off. And
they followed her to the salon.
They went to the salon with me, watched it get cut off. And my poor niece, she's incredible. It was her salon that she works at. And I asked her to cut it. So she's standing there crying. My sister's holding my hand crying. My oldest daughters are crying. And I'm just like, it's okay. It's
the other
hair.
Workers are crying. Yeah, she made the whole salon
the whole
cry.
The whole salon's crying. It was great.
we're probably going to be crying. We're definitely going to be audience crying.
Oh, is there anything else you wanted to add? Any other projects or thoughts on any episodes? Anything?
No, I just launched the new Body by Mac program. So if someone wants to be in healthy eating, and it's a gym program, so you can take it to the gym. It's my first gym program. Everything else has been right at home. And then you guys will have to check out the special. It's going to be a lot of fun. And
And I am about to finish up a book. A person's writing a book about my cancer story.
Okay.
And then at the end of the year, all of the posts I put on Instagram and Facebook every day, and I have a daily inspirational post. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be in a book at the end of the year, hopefully. So a person can get it and have 365 days of hope.
That's awesome. So nice.
Yeah. And this book is just about God's plan.
I think the title is God's Plan.
Yes. I want her to write. If this goes good, I think she should continue writing books.
That way when I'm healed, I can write my healing book.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. And I don't know what we'll name it. Cancer's gone.
I want her to do a book specifically on her and my dad's love story.
Yes. Oh, I would read that. That's so
sweet. We're really adorable.
They met when me and Josh met at 15.
14 and 15. 14. We've been married 31 years. I am his princess and he is my hero.
Oh my God. See, that's why you need to write a book. Look at us. We're like, what are you doing?
Hang over here.
Yeah, we're like, so that's actually, the book is, they're working on the launch.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be out very soon. So
hopefully early fall.
With 13th and Joanne. So she's awesome. Okay.
Yes, 13th and Joanne. Uh-huh.
She was helped Kel with her
book. Her books,
her
yeah.
Her last book, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think it's coming out soon, but.
Yeah. Weeks.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for answering our questions. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Your positivity is amazing. We appreciate it so much. So thank you.
Thank you. It was fun.
On this week's Teen Mom Tease, a teen mom dad has been taken away from his son. Check out radaronline.com and OK Magazine for the heartbreaking details.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you catch back next week. We will have more Teen Mom drama for you.
Bye.